WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Brazos County Commissioners received an update this week about five projects at Easterwood Airport. Manager Josh Abramson announced American will be flying larger aircraft in and out of Easterwood.
Now, it's all relative. We're not talking 737s here, but we're talking about a CRJ-700. It's a 65-passenger dual-class aircraft. That means it has first class and then the basic economy in the back.
Improvements include McKenzie Terminal getting an expanded ticket holding area.
Once we complete construction, you'll be able to purchase a cup of coffee or a snack and not have to throw it away in the TSA line because it's on the correct side of the screening.
Easterwood is also getting a new general aviation terminal and a new website. The author of the transgender bathroom bill tells the crowd at Texas Faith and Family Day she's received a death threat. Senator Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham says it came from someone from the supposedly quote-unquote tolerant left.
I can't make a huge deal about this, but we've had DPS involved.
Kolkhorst says her staff collected the hate mail and threat as she was defending the bill on the floor of the state Senate.
There's always people that, you know, want to do wrong and do harm, and so what you do is you serve.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz's father, Pastor Rafael Cruz, followed Kolkhorst with words of support for her bill.
I encourage each and every one of you to call your state representative and demand that there is a vote on the floor of the House on SB6.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Brazos County is getting a new historical marker on Monday. Leonard School was located on the corner of Leonard Road and Jones Road. Chair of the Brazos County Historical Commission, Henry Mayo, says it was one of many rural schools in the county and will serve as a reminder of all of them.
It gives a glimpse of forgotten history of the rural school system of Brazos County. We don't think now about, you know, the county having the school buses and stuff, but they did. They had a library. They had a book wagon or bookmobile that went out to the county schools. It was a system just like the Bryan or the Consolidated School System became.
Mayo says Monday's ceremony begins at 10 a.m. You can find more information about Brazos County's historical markers online at brazoscountyhistory.org. We are less than 1 month from the centennial of the start of World War I. Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters read a proclamation at this week's meeting detailing more than 3,100 residents and students who were involved in what's known as the Great War.
Texas Agricultural Extension Service, headquartered in Brazos County, played a significant role in the war's effect around the state in food production, cotton marketing, food preservation, working with state and federal councils of defense, Red Cross, Liberty Bond drives, and war saving stamps.
John Blair chairs a committee that is organizing local events and displays commemorating the centennial, focusing on Brazos County residents and A&M students who were in the war.
If you have an ancestor, a father, grandfather, great-great-grandfather, or grandmother, for that matter, if you're willing to share that information, if it's just a photograph, if it's a family story, anything along those lines.
Blair says more information is available online at Brazos County World War, the number 1.com. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 68 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Get all of your spring and summer shopping done in one place just in time for Easter, graduations, Mother's Day gifts, and summer weddings. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra presents its highly anticipated 5th annual Premier Market. The 2017 Premier Market will be held on Friday, March 31st and Saturday, April the 1st, with a sneak peek preview party the evening of Thursday, March the 30th, all located at the popular Brazos County Expo Complex in Bryan College Station. For more information, log on to premiermarket.org.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Good morning, it's 710. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsDX.com.
Clouds today, we'll certainly see quite a few of them. There may be some breaks here and there. Temperatures are going to be warm, close to 80 degrees later this afternoon. We're partly to mostly cloudy through the overnight, 60 to 65. Clouds give way to occasional sunshine tomorrow, highs very close to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows around 60. Looking ahead to Sunday, we'll have partial sunshine. Sunday's even warmer, with highs somewhere between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, A&M women's basketball coach Gary Blair weighs in on the team's matchup tomorrow to begin the NCAA women's tournament. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at some of the outcomes of day one in the men's tournament. And Tom Crean has been fired as head basketball coach at Indiana. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So once the tournament starts, because it started yesterday at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're carrying some of the games on the zone.
A lot of them.
Yep.
Yep.
So that is when we begin to calculate the lost productivity as people follow these games. And you know, actually, it's changed so much because it used to be that CBS was the only one who had them,
mm-hmm.
and you would look into games. You'd watch this game, and they calculated the start so that you could see the maximum amount of action. But now since they've got, what, four networks doing it,
yeah,
you can pretty much pick the game that you want. And so yesterday I wanted to see the end of a game. I checked the scoreboard, and the game was close. So I clicked on that online, and you can watch, I think, free for 3 hours. It has a countdown clock.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And I didn't. Then you can go in and you can log in through Suddenlink,
mm-hmm.
if you've got that, and be able to watch all the games. And you can flip around yourself. So that's kind of new and different. I was able to watch Vanderbilt choke their way to the loss.
Yep.
After, you know, could have won.
SEC.
Yeah.
SEC.
You know it. So they talk about the billions of dollars in productivity that is lost once the tournament starts, but it's clear that somebody has spent a lot of time before it ever started. They ran the numbers on every team to see how much it would cost you to go see your team go all the way through to the championship. Every team, they went and found out how much it would cost. All 32 of the teams that make at least an 8 seed on through. No higher than that.
Okay.
They factored in ticket prices,
mm-hmm.
gas, hotel, and flights. Yeah. And they
Somebody
went
did have a lot of time on
that's,
their hands.
That's what I'm saying. This is part of the productivity that was cost because of this.
Right, okay.
And they went with the cheapest tickets that you could get for each game.
Okay.
So we're not talking courtside stuff. So depending on who you're rooting for, it cost you anywhere from $2,400 to $3,600 to see your team play in every round of the tournament. The average was about $3,000.
All right.
St. Mary's is the cheapest. It'll cost you $2,300 to see every game. They're a number 7 seed. The cheapest number 1 seed is Kansas. Okay, only cost you $2,400 to see them.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah, and then the most expensive of the final four would be Gonzaga at $3,300. So.
And so they're saying, like, for Gonzaga, those people live there in to go see them, because you said hotel and gas,
right?
I mean, like going from where?
Well, where? Yeah, from I guess
the
that's
town?
Yeah. I think that's probably what they did. Yes,
because that would make sense for
sure.
Gonzaga.
Right, right. This is where you live. You live
okay.
in the same town
okay.
as the school, and then you got to travel all over America to see.
Like
them.
If we were to follow. Oh, never, sorry, just kidding.
What or the NIT? Oh no, no,
no, no.
All right, that's fine. 7:14. We're in the WC Tractor Studio. Your award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. You can join the show at 979-695-1620. Here are two words that we know individually that I don't think we have ever said together,
Ooh.
But it's pretty exciting. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Lego tape.
Lego tape. I've seen this.
This is amazing stuff, okay?
Right?
Now, it's not really made by the Lego people, but I think Namuno is the name of the company, and their product can't be called Lego or they'd have to pay them.
Yeah.
But it's called Namuno Loops. And what this is basically they have little spacers on them that would fit Lego blocks. So if you wanted to build something on a wall, for instance, you could do that. They have introduced rolls of colorful, cuttable, Lego-compatible tapes that can be stuck on any surface.
It looks so cool, too. It's got the, you know, I mean, just it's just the little Lego pegs, and you can
right?
Plug Legos onto it.
Well, and actually compatible with Lego and Mega Bloks and Creo and most major toy block systems. The loops are available for pre-order on their website, and they'll probably ship sometime in July. You can get about 6 feet of this stuff for $12.
Huh.
So
it's super cool.
It is. I think that is kind of fun to be able to,
okay.
A whole new dimension to being able to do Lego stuff.
Yeah.
Because it used to be you could only put it on the table or something like that. All right. So we know that people like to go and do research on wild animals. And wild animals can sometimes be dangerous because they're wild.
They're wild.
Yeah.
Right.
Utah Wildlife Research Team tracking bears on Tuesday of this week, monitoring a black bear in its survival mode. The team located a den of a bear and her two cubs born last winter. Now, to do a quick physical of all three, they needed to be darted to be put to sleep. So mama bear is darted. The wildlife team is about to dart one of the cubs when the dart gun misfired and shot a human.
Ooh.
Yeah. Get some of your own medicine. 15 to 20 minutes before he could possibly lose consciousness. So the team hiked to the high point to get cell service, called the medical helicopter. The wounded guy hiked to the top of the ridge on his own, and it was flown out to the hospital for treatment.
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
See, maybe you don't need to be doing that,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, maybe not. Speaking of wild animals, there was a pretty crazy video on social media this week. The PGA is out at the Arnold Palmer Golf Tournament this week, which is in Orlando.
Right.
And one of the golfers, and of course, Florida, there are alligators.
Uh-huh.
And there was an alligator kind of right on the edge. He was definitely on the course, but he was right on the edge of the water and the fairway. And one of the golfers walking up the fairway went up behind him and kind of just grabbed his tail, nudged his tail a little bit, and he shimmied on into the water.
Really?
But everyone was like, whoa, that was brave. Yes. Don't try
are
that
you
at home,
doing?
Kids. Would, yeah.
Possibly would not have happened. Could have turned around and gone the other
exactly.
way.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Huh? Exactly. But yeah, he just came up. And I mean, he's coming up behind him, and alligators, you know, I would think if something grabbed them from behind, yeah, that would, I don't know.
And they're faster than they look, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But maybe he plays the course a lot and knew this particular one. I don't know.
Hasn't
That's
he ever
Charlie!
Seen, hasn't he ever seen Happy Gilmore?
The
he
best,
lost a hand.
Right? The best is the announcer. He goes, well, when you're four strokes over par, you got to take some risks.
I guess so. All right. That's fine. So now, what's new in the giraffe world? Do we know?
She is still pregnant.
Okay.
She is currently just munching on some hay.
Oh, are you watching right now?
Yes, I am. It's like part of my morning routine. I come in and I open my email and Twitter and our text message line and April.
And you know, and if you weren't with us yesterday, we need a doctor's note. But anyway, and Leah's here from the Humane Society, and I mean Chelsea just busts into the room. She is ready to get questions answered about April and what's going on there.
Oh, man, I was thinking about it, and I was like, oh, maybe Leah would have some good tidbits
and again,
about
she, you
April.
Know, she gave a little a little background from her world dealing with draft horses and that
right,
kind of stuff.
Right.
And how the numbers aren't exactly right when it comes to critters, and sometimes they do kind of hold off. So
Chelsea, what are you going to do whenever April gives birth? Like, it's going to be like a hole in your morning, you know?
I know. I'm going to need to find a way to fill it. I'm sure that this will be just the first of many live-streamed animals that I can watch in captivity.
I was about to tell you that you can bet you're not the only one who's going to need some sort of, extraction or intervention from this.
Exactly.
There'll be something to take the place.
Really worried I'm just going to miss it. I don't necessarily need to see the birth, but I would like to see, like, it begin.
Yeah.
And know that it's happening.
Well, it's better to be talking about the birth of the animals than the death of the animals, right?
Correct. So, now, I'm sure it'll blow up all over Twitter and Facebook when it begins. So even though there's not a text alert system, I need like a code maroon for April the giraffe.
Coming up in the next half hour, 10 things and the ages we are best at performing them, okay?
Okay.
What you perform best at different ages. That's coming up in the next half hour. Hello.
What the pregnant hillbilly giraffe say?
Yeah, what?
Think I'll have a long neck.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
I like that. That's not bad.
Oh, there's a person in her pen right now. Someone comes in and usually checks on her in the mornings.
Okay.
And yep, so
yeah,
I just want to be that person.
There you go. Speaking of long necks, apparently YouGov.com does a poll every year for St. Patrick's Day to find out what the most respected... Wait a minute. Respected beer brands? Did they use that word, really?
Respected beer brands.
Yes. So it's not just about taste.
All
it's
right.
about the brand in general. In other words, these would be the top 10 beers in order if you want to look cool and not just be drunk.
I know. That was what I was going
okay,
for.
Okay,
yeah.
You know it. Sure. Well, wow, look at them. Yeah, but they look cool that way. Number 10 is Blue Moon. Number 9 is Dos Equis. Number 8 is Guinness? Really?
Okay.
I thought that would be a little more elevated. Number 7 is Red's Apple Ale.
Oh.
That's above Guinness?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hip and trendy, Brad. Isn't, that's
I have
why.
Never thought that I wanted to have one of those.
Yeah, no, me neither. I mean, I like a good cider, but this just looks too fake.
Okay. Number 6, Bud Light. I mean, listen, you talk about being able to inject yourself into a situation. That's amazing that they've done that.
Yeah.
Number 5 is Stella Artois. Number 4 is Heineken. Number 3 is Budweiser. Number 2 is Corona. And the most respected beer brand for the 4th straight year, Samuel Adams.
All right.
Really?
I don't know how well they're doing, you know, the whole because the whole business model was really, really great because... You know, they were something kind of different.
Yep.
And then the craft beer world came
right.
in. And I think, you know, it probably hit them pretty hard. But it's interesting because I guess I saw the CEO video of him last year. And he was saying, no, craft beers need to continue to grow. That market needs to continue to grow. But I have to believe that Sam Adams probably gets hurt by that.
I would agree. Mm-hmm. I would think so, too. Because they're kind of like a big brand, but... Mm-hmm. That, like you said, was kind of something different, and now they kind of fall in that weird in-between land of, like, Bud Light and Carbach.
Yep, and we're seeing the big guys. I mean, the big guys are going in, and they're starting to buy some of those smaller breweries
right.
up.
Oh, yeah.
And, but the important thing is that's all about shelf space. I mean, you've got to be able to get shelf space. So as those breweries resist being bought by bigger guys, they may find it tougher to get the shelf space.
I just saw on social media last night, Shinerbach has paired with... It's called Chameleon Cold Brew, and it's basically like a coffee concentrate that you can, it's bought cold. It's like in the refrigerated section.
Yeah.
And I think they're out of Austin, but it's like a coffee porter. So they did Shiner and Chameleon Cold Brew together. They have a special edition out, which I know coffee flavored beer isn't like a new thing, but kind of interesting, two Texas companies pairing up and doing something like that.
Mm-hmm. I just got to think I'm a little bit of a purist. I mean, I know there's a lot of that stuff. And the Shiner folks, I saw something in the store, they have some strawberry or something. I'm going, I don't think I can do that. That's, but, hey, whatever works for them. All right, Dresden, Germany, there is a lot that has changed in the last 28 years. I don't know if you heard, communism collapsed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, democracy kind of happened a little bit. But one thing has remained pretty much unchanged since 1987. That is a traffic light that has stayed red and red only. The traffic light stands at the intersection of 4 different streets. Now, if a driver is turning right on one of those streets, they have a red light that never changes. Reason's pretty simple. And that's the reason the traffic officials haven't installed a green light to allow passage, because there's no reason to. There, it's legal to turn right on red, okay? That's the only direction that you are allowed to turn at this particular intersection. So since right on red is okay when it's safe, there's no reason to even have a green light there. And the city says it saves them thousands of dollars of not having installed a light that has green on it, since it would never turn green.
That's a novel way to save some money.
I suppose so. Hello? Yeah, caller.
Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Sorry about that. Yeah, my wife and I went to the new low-cost grocery-torium on Briarcrest Drive.
Yes.
And they've got a yellow box in there that looks just like Shiner, except it's got some kind of weird name, and it's something-something box. But it's right next to the Shiner box. If you don't catch it, you don't grab the generic Shiner.
Oh. And so did you?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, good. Thanks for the warning. Back in the day, when generics first came out, before we had store brands, I mean, right. We had all the things that you knew, and then they had generic. And at the old, this is the old Skaggs Albertsons. I mean, even before it was just Albertsons on South College, right?
Oh, wow, yeah, okay.
I mean, you could walk in, and there were filter cigarettes and menthol cigarettes and beer. I mean, honest to goodness, white can, black printing, just said beer on it.
Beer.
Wow.
Beer.
Yeah. Never had the courage to try that. But those are the first generics we had in Bryan College Station.
But I bet today if some, you know, popular brand came out with that type of, you know,
marketing,
yep. It would be so cool.
Just give it a try. There you go. 726.
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Look for a high today, about 81 degrees. Had a few little sprinkles there this morning. We may still have those sometime today. 63 for a low tonight. We'll keep those temperatures in play pretty much through the weekend. Monday doesn't do anything but get warmer on the first day of spring. It's going to be 85 degrees, and we'll be in the middle 80s at least through the middle of next week. Right now, winds out of the south at 9, 91% relative humidity, kind of overcast skies, and it's 67.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
On Monday afternoon, right before that big blizzard was supposed to destroy New York, the National Weather Service knew the storm might fizzle. But they kept giving worst-case predictions of epic snow amounts because, according to the Washington Post, they didn't want to confuse the public. He's a bunch of idiots. The Post criticizes that decision. They call it well-intentioned but flawed. They say it could erode public trust in weather forecasts. The Weather Service has a responsibility to put out the best possible forecast, says the Post. If they learn that they're wrong about something, they must revise their forecast and tell the public immediately. Well, that's not how the Post or other drive-by media outlets think about climate forecasting. I mean, for decades, there have been all kinds of melodramatic global warming forecasts that have not happened. The end of snow, for instance. When it turned out some so-called climate scientists faked their data, the drive-bys ignored it. When it was obvious the world was not heating up as predicted, they broomed the term global warming and they started talking about climate change instead. So the drive-by media is upset that the Weather Service will erode public trust by not reporting accurate forecasts the day before a storm. But they couldn't care less about the bogus forecasts of climate doom that they have been reporting for decades. Anybody have a little problem with this?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
My good friends, if you own land, then you know that the time to get ready for spring is right now. So I'm thrilled to tell you about special spring savings from my good friends at Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Save big during Mahindra's Get Your Work Done sale with over $8,000 in cash back and savings on Mahindra tractors and $1,600 back on Mahindra Impact utility vehicles, plus the industry's best warranties, period. Now, that's more mowing for your money with a Mahindra tractor and more hauling for your money with a Mahindra Impact utility vehicle. No wonder 97% of owners would recommend a Mahindra. Learn more about the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth at MahindraUSA.com and get your work done, America.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangee. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Five projects are underway at Easterwood Airport. Manager Josh Abramson announced at this week's Brazos County Commission meeting that American Airlines is bringing in larger jets holding 65 passengers with two classes.
That really speaks well for our market. That means that they're happy with our market, that we produce enough revenue and enough passenger flow to facilitate a larger aircraft.
As for McKenzie Terminal, which takes care of passenger jets,
you no longer have to have it rain inside your car when you roll down the window to go in and out. You also see an LED sign there in the center point. That's where we can really improve and work on our welcome message.
And demolition has made room for Easterwood's new General Aviation Terminal.
Those are our armed forces, the pilot training that come into there, student pilots, as well as the game day traffic, and just about most of the decision makers that fly into our community, that fly into Easterwood, they will come in through this new front door entrance of the General Aviation Terminal.
Abramson says the airport still has grant money to pitch future air service to and from Atlanta. The Fed's move to raise interest rate target by a quarter of a percentage point this week will likely impact your adjustable rate or new mortgage.
It'll probably go up, but Dr. Jim Gaines with the Real Estate Center at Texas A&M University says it won't be by much if you're paying, let's say, $1,000 a month.
It's about 40, 50 bucks a month.
He says we've seen mortgage rates rise nearly 0.7% since November. They're hovering now somewhere between the 4.125% and 4.25% range. Gaines says that's low.
We're not expecting it to have that much of an impact across the board, even if rates go to, say, 4.5%.
He says it could affect a few people right on the cusp. The Fed has indicated it'll raise rates another 2 to 3 times this year. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
The author of the transgender bathroom bill gets a DPS security detail. That's after Senator Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham received a death threat. Kolkhorst made the revelation as she addressed a couple hundred celebrating Texas Faith and Family Day at the Capitol.
From what is supposedly called a tolerant left, an anti-bullying left, I have received emails that I would not let my children read. My staff even withheld yesterday a threat on my life.
Kolkhorst says the threat led to a DPS security detail for a couple of days. About 24 hours after it was discovered missing, a Bryan-based children's train has reappeared. So says the Facebook posts from Pawpaw's Party Train, which thanks Bryan police and volunteers on social media for their assistance. BPD has not responded to our requests for comments about their investigation. A suburban Houston man has been in the Brazos County Jail since last Friday on 3 arrest warrants. According to KTRK Television, 23-year-old David Roberson is accused of claiming he was a Marine vet to get a job in College Station. The former employer told ABC 13 during the time Roberson claimed to be in the Marines, he was actually in prison doing time for sexual assault. Roberson is being held for giving false information to College Station police and two thefts in Galveston County. The latest convenience store armed robbery was in Bryan just before 10 yesterday morning. No one was hurt, and one black man got away with an undisclosed amount of money from Raina Grocery on Grosbeck. The Brazos County Historical Commission is celebrating the first day of spring with the unveiling of a new Texas historical marker.
It's the Leonard School. It was a rural school. There was at least 30 of these rural schools around the county up through the middle of the 20th century. II era, they started being all consolidated into the A&M Consolidated and Bryan school districts.
Chairman Henry Mayo says there is no longer an actual structure where the school was located at the corner of Leonard Road and Jones Road, but the marker will be a reminder of all the rural schools that existed in Brazos County. Monday's ceremony begins at 10 a.m. You can find more information about this and all the Brazos County historical markers online at brazoscountyhistory.org. April 6th marks 100 years since the United States entered the Great War, the nickname for World War I. In Brazos County, a committee chaired by John Blair is working on a series of events with other local organizations.
We have members from American Legion, the Vet Memorial Park, Museum of the American GI, Wreaths Across America, and also the University Archivist at Texas A&M.
Blair says the Museum of the American GI is also hosting a World War I exhibit with items from Brazos County residents who fought in the war.
We want to exhibit local people involvement. What did your family do? How did it impact you?
A proclamation read this week by Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters states over 800 men and women and another 2,300 Texas A&M students fought in the Great War.
The campus of Texas A&M University served as a training camp for over 4,000 U.S. Army personnel who received instruction, radio and auto mechanics, as machinists, blacksmiths, farriers, and hosted Signal Corps School of Meteorology, the only one of its kind among the Allied nations during the war.
More information about the centennial is online at Brazos County World War, the number one.com. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 67 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
With the John Deere 5045E tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to load more, lift more, do more, and save more. Right now, get 0% financing for 84 months on a 5045E with two-wheel drive and an open operator station. That's one low monthly payment that's going to pay you back in powerful John Deere performance and peace of mind with the no-cost five-year warranty. Learn more at cptractor.com.
Offer ends 5/1/17, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Warranty restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Good morning at 7:39. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Clouds today. We'll certainly see quite a few of them. There may be some breaks here and there. Temperatures are going to be warm, close to 80 degrees later this afternoon. We're partly to mostly cloudy through the overnight, 60 to 65. Clouds give way to occasional sunshine tomorrow. Highs very close to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows around 60. Looking ahead to Sunday, we'll have partial sunshine. Sunday's even warmer, with highs somewhere between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look forward at the weekend in Aggie sports as the women's basketball team gets set to start the NCAA women's tournament tomorrow. Meanwhile, tonight, the A&M baseball team begins a three-game series with Kentucky, while the softball team begins their series with Ole Miss. And we'll check out some of the results from yesterday's first round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are, 740 right now. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I don't know for how many years they've had the idea of, hey, take a baby aspirin, you know, a little 81 grains, I think.
For your blood pressure.
And for your heart, you know, and it's just good for you and all that. Well, there's a new study out in Denmark that shows who, that people who took over-the-counter NSAIDs, okay, that's ibuprofen, had an increased risk of heart attack.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Understand, ibuprofen and aspirin ain't the same thing.
Yep.
Sometimes you use both of them for pain relief, but... 10-year study that was published earlier this week looked at 30,000 patients in Denmark who had heart attacks outside the hospital. Researchers found that the use of ibuprofen was associated with a 31% increase in a heart attack risk.
Wow. It's a pretty big increase.
It is. So just something for you to think about there as far as taking care of yourself.
And they do that because ibuprofen is a, you know, you said it's an NSAID. That stands for non-steroidal anti-inflammatory
that's
drug.
It, right?
And
that's it.
That's to keep the inflammation down, whereas aspirin or Tylenol or something is to take away the pain.
Yep. Different kinds of pain, different kinds of pain reliever. Okay, that's your medical advice today from the Infomaniacs. It's worth exactly what you paid for it. Get this, the makers of two brands of, once again, two words that I never thought I'd say together, drinkable sunscreen.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Failed to prove their product really protects users against sunburn and instead relied on seriously flawed testing that recklessly gave consumers assurances that they were protected from known health hazards. Filed suit Tuesday in Iowa. The Attorney General's office did that. They're called Osmosis Skincare and Harmonized Water.
We've talked about this on the show. I was like, where have I heard about this? Because you wanted me to get the credit card and try it out.
I did, to give that a try to see if it really worked.
Well, there's your answer,
there
Scott.
There you go, right. We saved the company money. Way to go,
Chelsea.
Nice.
Yeah, by not doing that, you save Ben money. So both are controlled by the same Colorado business owner. They had advertised that their enhanced water as the world's first drinkable sunscreen, supposedly equal to an SPF 30. Attorney General in Iowa says, nuh-uh. So, just letting you know.
Plus, it's gross.
That's right. You know, just the whole concept would save you money. Forever 21, do we have one of those here?
We do.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
Do you know they were founded by a Korean couple in Los Angeles in 1984?
Okay. Didn't know that, but thanks.
Selling clothing designs that were similar to the ones that were popular in South Korea at the time. So that's how Forever 21 happened.
Yeah, they're huge now. Right. I mean, ours is obviously in our mall, just one story.
Right.
But in malls that have multiple levels, the Forever 21 will take up multiple floors.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Places that have malls, huh? Cool.
Yeah.
Novel. How
what a,
novel.
What a novel concept that is. All right, so we've talked about how the Aztecs, right, the Aztec civilization and how amazing they were and how long ago they were. Did you realize that Oxford University in England is older than the Aztec society?
Really?
Whoa.
Oxford was a university in 1249.
Wow.
1249. And the Aztecs originated in 1325, so it's a long time ago. All right. So you are better at doing certain things at certain ages. So somebody took a whole bunch of scientific studies and once again crammed them together to find out the best ages for these different things. Learning a new language. Your ability to do so peaks at the age of 7 or 8.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Yikes. We're way past that.
That's right. Remembering people's names. You're best at that at the age of 22.
Okay.
Finding someone to marry, your best age is 26. Running a marathon.
I don't believe that one.
Well, and again, I think a lot of these are not necessary. I mean, especially when it's a situation like that. That's
right.
Situational.
Yeah,
that's
completely.
These are just averages.
Yeah, they're people who, you know, are doing different things in life at that age.
Yeah, and, like what's the best age to get divorced?
Right.
Because I'm sure that
that's probably in
correlates.
There too.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, running a marathon. You're at your peak at 28. Playing chess, you're 31. Remembering people's faces, also 31. The average age of a Nobel Prize winner is 40 years of age.
Okay, so I could still do that.
Yeah, you got that going. Making your peak salary at work, 39 for women, 48 for men. Doing math in your head. Doing math in your head. I found this one to be maybe the most interesting. About 50 years old.
Really?
You're best at it about 50 years old. And having a strong vocabulary, late 60s or early 70s. There's a bit of a decline after that.
Okay.
And when it comes to general happiness, it peaks in 2 points, once at the age of 23 and once at the age of 68.
Interesting.
So if you're not happy now, you're in between those two, then that's good. And if you haven't reached the first one yet, just think. You're going to have two great peaks when it comes to that.
There you go.
7:45. All right, so Microsoft went in and tracked our typos, the mistakes we make when we type.
How dare they?
I know. Well, you think that's the only thing Microsoft is tracking. I know.
My privacy feels so violated.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they just released their list of the most common types of mistakes that we make when we are writing. I guess really what they mean is when we're typing. And so number one is accidentally putting two spaces between words. We do that more than any other of the wrong things that we do when we're typing on our computer.
Mm-hmm.
Forgetting or misusing commas. Not properly hyphenating two words.
Okay, these aren't typos. Well, they're like missteps,
I guess, as you type.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Not properly hyphenating two words. I would think spell check could do that for you. Messing up your subject-verb agreement. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Hey, we've been doing that forever. Doesn't take a computer to do that for us. And capitalizing the wrong words or accidentally capitalizing a word in the middle of a sentence.
Oh, because these are like grammar errors.
Grammar and typo. Yeah, that's it. So there you go. We all do them. It's 7:46.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. With a new year and a new president, we are keeping up with the changes as they happen. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Jenny decided to join an online dating site for one simple reason. She felt she needed more choices than what she was getting from traditional dating. After all, the more choices, the better, right? Well, not for Jenny. And maybe not for you. A lot of online daters are discovering the same thing. Too many choices can be as big a problem as not enough. After months of clicking through hundreds of dating profiles, they feel less capable of making a decision than when they started. That indecisiveness is so common that researchers have coined a term for it. They call it decision paralysis. When you have unlimited choices, the fear that you'll make a wrong decision can paralyze you from making any decision at all. Before long, your hopes for romance can be lost to anxiety and unhappiness. But there are a couple of practical solutions for conquering decision paralysis. The first is to stick with traditional dating and allow the availability of people within your social circles to naturally restrict your options. But if you like the benefits of online dating, tap into the decision-making filters you rely on every day. Narrow your choices based on character traits that matter most to you, or trust a dating service to select people with whom you're compatible. Either strategy will provide you with reasonably good options that fit your needs without overwhelming you. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention! If you or a loved one had hip replacement surgery and received a Stryker metal implant and suffered complications, call 800-378-0480. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Stryker hip implants such as Rejuvenate, ABG2, and Accolade are failing and causing severe pain and the need for more surgeries. Please call 800-378-0480. 480 now, as you may be entitled to significant cash compensation for medical bills and other damages. Metal on metal hip parts have been shown to have a high failure rate. If you received a Stryker metal hip implant and suffered complications, call 800-378-0480 now to find out if you're eligible for a cash award. Don't wait, as time is limited. Call 800-378-0480. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-378-0480. That's 800-378-0480. Again, 800-378-0480.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:51. The fifth-seeded A&M women's basketball team hits the hardwood tomorrow to face Pennsylvania as the NCAA women's basketball tournament gets underway. Here's Coach Gary Blair on Penn.
We have learned so much about them in the last couple of days, and I've talked to Mike Neighbors, my friend at Washington, who played them last year in the first round, and he was losing at half to them. And he just says they don't beat themselves. Typical Ivy League.
The winner of tomorrow night's game will go on to the second round to face either UCLA or Boise State. Tip-off is slated for 8 p.m. tomorrow night with pregame at 7:45, and you can hear all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the number 13 A&M baseball team opens SEC play this evening as they host the Kentucky Wildcats in a three-game series on Olsen Field. 3-0 Brigham Hill takes the mound tonight for the Aggies. First pitch is at 6 p.m., and you can hear all three games this weekend on The Zone as well. In A&M softball, the number 7 Aggies take on Ole Miss for a three-game series beginning tonight in Oxford. First pitch for that one slated for 6 p.m., and you can catch all three of those games this weekend on Willie 1550. In NCAA men's basketball, tournament-tested Wisconsin's moving on, and so are Florida State and Iowa State. The eighth-seeded Badgers pushed past Virginia Tech 84-74, setting up a meeting with top-seeded Villanova tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Seminoles held off a spirited effort by Florida Gulf Coast to earn an 86-80 victory, and Iowa State outlasted Nevada 84-73 to advance to the second round for the second straight year. Elsewhere, Northwestern's first-ever NCAA tournament victory, 68-66 over Vanderbilt, came after Commodores guard Matthew Fisher Davis inexplicably grabbed Brian McIntosh of the Wildcats on purpose, sending McIntosh to the free-throw line for the go-ahead points with 14 seconds left. Northwestern moves on to face top-seeded Gonzaga in the second round of the West Region tomorrow. Some of the more notable upsets, Saul Xavier beat six-seeded Maryland 76-65 to advance to the second round, where they'll take on Florida State, while Middle Tennessee State took down number 5-seed Minnesota. And in the final game of the day, Arizona beat North Dakota 100-82 in a game that saw the two teams make their NCAA tournament debuts. The tournament continues today. Among some of the games taking place, third-seeded Baylor will face New Mexico State. SMU goes head-to-head with USC, and number 1-seed Kansas takes on UC Davis. Meanwhile, 9 years after taking over a team mired in turmoil following an NCAA scandal, Indiana has fired head coach Tom Crean. The decision came yesterday after missing the NCAA tournament for the fifth time in his tenure. The 50-year-old coach had 3 years remaining on his contract, and the move comes a little more than 3 months before his buyout would have dropped from $4 million to $1 million. And in the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys have re-signed veteran running back Darren McFadden and guard Jonathan Cooper. McFadden will go into his 10th NFL season as a backup to Ezekiel Elliott, the league's leading rusher as a rookie last season. Cooper adds depth on the offensive line that lost Ron Leary to Denver in free agency. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Brad. It's time for the deal of the day. It's a 2013 Chrysler 300S. It's got the Hemi, 5.7-liter V8, sunroof, leather, just one owner, and you can pocket this thing for $19,588. That's a Chrysler 300 for under 20 grand. You want to find out more? You can find it all online at teamofnavasota.com. And while you're there, you can check out some other great deals they're running because it is truck month through the rest of March. And if you get anything done, i.e. through their Texas Custom Outfitters Company, they will roll that all into the financing. So if you want to get a pickup truck and load that sucker up, they can take care of that for you and it'll be rolled in. So you're just dealing with one payment. Again, you can find that all online at teamofnavasota.com or make the short trip south to Navasota for Team of Navasota.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now talking to Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, let's say I'm a first-time pool buyer. Walk me through the process of everything that goes into it from design to completion.
The first thing is we come out and we visit a home site. We listen to the customer. We gather ideas. We look at the backyard. Then we come back to the office and we actually produce a 3D rendering. We've literally designed thousands of pools. So what you're getting is first-rate, top-notch design. And once the design is complete, then we turn around and we pick out all the materials. As an example, travertine is very popular this year. Then we go into financing and we start working on all the details of that. That generally takes about 2 to 3 weeks to complete. Once the financing is figured out, about 2 weeks prior, we start putting you on our dig schedule. Once we get going, then you're talking typically 6 to 8 weeks to completion.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Hi, I'm David Stennis with the Bank and Trust. Helping my clients reach their financial goals is my goal. Put my expertise at work for you today, and together we will succeed. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Dana Eckhart with the Bank and Trust. If you're in the market for a new home, we'd like to be the first and the last place you stop. Give me a call to become pre-approved, and we'll strengthen your offer when you make it. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Something big is happening at Big Spirits and Wine on Boonville Road at Copperfield in Bryan. This Friday from 4 to 7, St. Patrick's Day, it's the official grand opening of Big Spirits and Wine. Big Spirits and Wine have invited all their customers, friends, and folks in the community to help celebrate with grand opening in-store specials. Plus, wine and spirit tastings from Rebecca Creek and Rio Brazos Distilleries. Free hot dogs and refreshments and prizes. Don't forget, this Friday at Big Spirits and Wine at Copperfield Drive and Boonville Road in Bryan.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620, WTAW. You're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. You can join us at 979-695-1620. Call or text. Tony Romo got a performance bonus last year from the Dallas Cowboys. Did you know that?
For doing what?
Well,
exactly.
He was injured a lot, you know.
Uh-huh.
But he did end up playing one series for the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Uh-huh.
So as a result, his performance bonus was $64.11.
Oh.
Yeah. Since 2011, NFL teams have allotted a performance-based pool of money, which can be distributed based on two factors: how much the players are already earning in salary, and then how many snaps they took or played in. Formula roughly boils down to a percentage of the snaps played divided by the salary. So the biggest bonuses go to the players who didn't earn very much. For instance, Zach Prescott got a bonus of $355,000. Because his base salary is only $450,000. So as a result, Tony, who's making $20 million last year, and only played in that one game gets the bonus of $64.11. Yeah. Reggie Bush finished with negative rushing yardage totals for last season, and he still took home an extra $14,000.
Wow.
How does that work?
Crazy.
You don't even get positive yardage. That's okay. That's the reason that the tickets cost what they cost.
Well,
that seems fair. You know,
yeah.
All that. So a middle school in China will end a policy that restricted socializing between boys and girls in the cafeteria. The rules were intended to curb, quote, undignified and uncivilized behavior. It's a middle school.
Yeah.
Policy also had banned these undignified behaviors like, well, students from different genders carrying each other's books.
Oh.
That's right. Or coats or sharing lunch from the same tray.
Oh, my gosh. It's so teaching chivalry.
Yes. Oh, my God.